Hi, I'm Kate Smurfwaite and welcome to my quite sarcastic news podcast. Today is February the 14th, happy Valentine's Day, and we start with some international news. MPs have expressed concern about, quote, the tone and timing of comments from Afghan President Hamid Karzai. Yes, the tone and timing. That's the kind of thing you say when you know you've lost an argument. It's not what you said, it's that voice you said it in. And why did you have to say it now when you know I'm having a bad day? Apparently they thought the appropriate timing would be when we're not in power anymore. And the appropriate tone would be below the audible decibel range of the human ear. What Karzai said was that having British troops in Afghanistan was only making things worse. Now you know you fucked up when you invade a country, stick in a puppet leader of your own choosing, and then he turns round and tells you to fuck off. The British presence in Afghanistan isn't helping the Afghanis. Why are we there? Is it helping us in some way? Do our brave boys and girls in uniform like getting shot at? Now, crime and five Muslim men have had their convictions quashed after they were convicted of reading extremist literature. The defence have argued that reading a book does not constitute intending to act on the information in it, which is just as well, otherwise there'd be several million people now commuting to work on broomsticks and Man United would be playing Quidditch. Now, health and a study for the Journal of Clinical Nursing suggests that postnatal depression is much more common in mothers who have male children. The study was carried out in France, however, and a UK-based analyst said the data could be affected by cultural issues in male-female relationships, as well as the fact that delivery is more painful when the infant comes out with its hands in the air waving a white flag. Now, science and a group of US-based scientists have developed brush-like fibres that generate electrical energy from movement. They hope that these can be incorporated into clothing that then powers the wearer's electronic devices. Now, I'm really looking forward to the day when we'll see people at bus stops shouting into their mobile phones, "I'm losing signal! I'll have to dance!" and jumping around like lunatics. Now, space, and the government is to launch a formal review into whether British astronauts should take part in international exploration of space. What the hell are British astronauts doing now? Drinking tea and eating biscuits while the review is done? What's the point of astronauts if they're not going to send them into space? They should be renamed staff roomanauts. If they're going to send British citizens into space, however, I do think it should be done with a reality TV show style. I'm a really annoying quasi-celebrity. Get me off this planet. And a follow-up show called What Not to Wear in Space, where we all vote on whether or not to give them helmets. Now, crime again, and Detective Superintendent Steve Richardson, who has led a series of drug raids across London, has said that seizing 111 grams of cocaine was a huge success. He also said he was the supreme overlord of the universe, and then he sniffed a bit and said he was going to become a rock star. 500 police officers were involved in the raids, which means they're actually only getting about 200 grams of cocaine each. They would have taken more cocaine off the street if they'd just given them all early Christmas bonuses and told them to take the night off and enjoy themselves. In one of the raids, a JCB digger was used to smash through a wall. So the police deliberately drove a huge piece of industrial equipment into a wall and then started telling other people not to have such a reckless lifestyle. Finally, travel, and BAA has begun a 6-month trial of a new baggage tracking system. They're trialling a never-before-tested idea where they actually put the bags that belong to you on the plane that you're on. No, not really, don't be ridiculous. What they're going to do is use radio frequency ID tags. They hope that this could, and I quote, significantly improve efficiency. That would be by letting passengers find out online which landfill their baggage has been dumped in. And that's all from me for today. I shall be back tomorrow. Until then, thanks very much for listening. I'm Kate Smurfwaite, and goodbye.